Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.25 billion back to our customer owners over the last 8 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
What's up, everybody? Welcome back. We're back. Is this going to cause an argument? It is January 2017, and we are finally back at it. Y'all know who this is. This is Angel Lakita Moore Tanksley of That Chick Angel TV, and I'm going to let my gorgeous husband introduce himself.
Who?
You.
No, I was like, I don't know about that. What's happening, y'all? This is Marcus.
Now, I told you don't adjust the mic once we start recording.
I didn't adjust it before you started recording.
But your body should be in the same place.
It's not, because I just now realized how far away my mic was.
I swear to y'all, this is going to cause an argument. And we
it
only
is.
Got to the topic. I told you.
Because we could have been at the kitchen table and been halfway done. All right. What's up, family? How y'all doing? Miss y'all. Hope everything is good. Happy New Year.
We are so sorry we've been gone for so long. Well, at least I am. I don't know if he's sorry that he's been gone for so long, but I miss doing this podcast, and I have seen all your comments of asking when we were coming back, when we're finally back.
I tried to get Andrew to do them, y'all. She just, gosh.
And my husband, as you all know, likes to
lie. She's always so reluctant. I don't get it.
Whatever.
We're going to talk about it in counseling.
In counseling.
Yeah. Counseling, sorry.
Canceling. Are we canceling the marriage?
Let's talk about it.
Y'all, before we jump into our topic of today, I just want to remind you all, since it's been a little time, that this podcast is available on SoundCloud and iTunes completely free. Obviously, and then the visual of it is on my YouTube channel, That Chick Angel TV, and I have links to the audio of it as well. And we're going to try to upload these every Wednesday. I'm not sure how long we're going to do a season for. I know I feel like we can do a consistent eight in a row. Do you agree with that?
Or yeah.
As I told you all on my channel before, when it comes to Marcus's life, and this is not to say that his life is not full of a lot of stuff. Eventually, whenever he does his tank talks, he'll be able to tell you about his
new... The tank talks is coming up this week. Actually, you're going to get one Saturday.
His new career, his like all the stuff that he's doing, and then this house, still a wreck.
Yeah.
But with all that said, this, the podcast, my channel, becomes the first thing that gets pushed off of his list of things to do. So hopefully now that we're settling into the house, we just have one more load of trash to get out of here, and then I think we'll be close to just being like done for a while. We'll be able to keep this consistent.
Yeah.
So
right now the house to me just ain't livable. Like,
it's,
but anyway,
stuff
that's
everywhere.
A whole other topic.
It is. It's stuff everywhere. My clothes are still everywhere, and then there's, yeah, I'm about to throw away a bunch of that stuff. It sat and looked at me long enough that I was just like, yep, you're about to get tossed.
Really?
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Really?
You can say those words.
Oh, that's a podcast that we definitely need to do. Maybe we'll do that in February, the whole house buying process, because we were very hush-hush about it. Well, my husband likes to be hush-hush about most things. He doesn't like to share the process. He likes to show the final product, and that's it.
That's me.
And where I'm all about the journey.
Yeah.
I like the journey even probably just as much. Now, I use like very loosely, because this process was really difficult, but I tend to enjoy the process probably even more than the finished product a lot of times. I like the experience of the process.
Yeah, me, I don't like revealing anything until it's a final product.
Yeah, and I just...
Same as anything else. I don't like seeing the process. I just want to see a finished product.
Oh, yeah, no. I definitely like... What are you all out there? Are y'all a product product, yeah, finished product or a process type of person. I'm definitely all about that process.
I can't say on the other side, but definitely when I'm doing something, I just like to reveal the final product.
Well, first of all, let me apologize for any sniffles that I might give you into this mic. I have a cold that was given to me by my twins that they got from their father. Don't even say
that. They didn't get that from me.
That they got from their father when we came back from Kentucky from traveling, because he always gets sick. So it finally got to me from Kai coughing into my
mouth. You say that all the time. But who has more stomach pains and aches and vomits more than you do throughout the year?
Who has had three children in this household?
So your immune system would be tip top. That was long before they came along. That was long before they came along. Long before Martha.
I get nauseous, yes, easily. But that didn't get... That doesn't have anything to do with sickness.
That was going to make me throw up. Oh, my God.
That doesn't have anything to do with sickness. It's just I don't have a strong stomach for that whackness, okay? Okay, now I know you don't want to talk about, like, upset stomachs. Everything.
You say that, but nothing has messed up my stomach in a long time.
It's been a little bit.
It's been a real long time.
You've grown out of infancy.
However, I can light a candle you don't like, and you get nauseous.
Because.
And scratchy throat, and halfway sick.
Allergies.
Oh my God, you had to put the candle out. Get out of here.
It wasn't a candle.
What's the topic? It was a candle.
No, the thing
it was
made
a candle
throat,
and an air freshener. Oh,
the
I'm sorry, your air
my
freshener.
My throat hurt was an air freshener. They put too many chemicals in that. My body likes pure things.
Yeah, it does.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you very much. So the topic, because I think it's fitting, even though we're already halfway through January, is New Year's. Like, it's 2017. Typically, you know, people begin to really, evaluate their life, evaluate the things they're doing, and in the new year, decide, you know, what adjustments they want to make, what things they want to change about themselves or about their life path. And I wanted to just tap in on that for us. I figure the first thing we should start off with is 2016. The things, well, you know what, let me throw this in there real quick. My girlfriend, Emily Rose, who is an actress, and I think we'll probably have her on as a guest because she loves podcasts, and she's guest starred on a couple people's podcasts, and she listens to ours, which just cracks me up.
Okay. I was going to say, does she watch out?
She says we crack her up.
Emily's good. She's good people.
I don't have the planner by me, but I'll actually be doing it, showing it in a video on my channel when I do my vision board video. But it's a planner that she heard about via another podcast, Cultivate What Matters. And the planner is Make What Matters Happen. So it's all about, you know, figuring out how to dedicate the time that you need to the things that actually move your purpose forward. So instead of wasting time doing stuff you don't like doing, figuring out how to say no to that stuff and saying yes to the things that move your passion forward. So anyways, let's go back to 2016. What things, and I'll, you know, why are you staring at me like that?
Oh my gosh.
If so, those of y'all who are listening. No, you were staring at me. Was there real? Were you just listening or was
there
something?
I was just listening.
Oh, okay. It looked like you were staring right here.
We'll talk about it later. No, I'm joking. I initially was looking at you because I can't adjust my mic, but you can rustle this tissue all in your hand.
I apologize. You're right. That's why I put the tissue down.
Yeah, be professional.
I hate them. 2016, what were highlight? What is like some highlights, some of the best moments you feel like 2016 had to offer, Marcus, a.k.a. Tank?
2016 revealed, I'm not going to give a whole lot of detail on it because that's coming up in the Tank Talks. Which you will be hearing January.
What's don't that even get it. Don't even lie to them.
Is that what's the day? The 16th? The 21st?
The 15th.
21st? Y'all be
16th,
hearing that.
16th, excuse me.
Yeah. Today's the 15th. I know it is. But it revealed to me what my focus needs to be on. Like it let me know. It revealed to me my procrastination.
Okay.
And it revealed to me what my focus needs to be on.
That was the overall lesson of 2016. I'm talking
yeah.
about highlight
oh, you said
moments.
Highlight moments.
Yeah. Well, first off, buying this house was a highlight moment.
Yeah, that was a highlight moment. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Deciding that we was going to put our house up for sale was a highlight moment.
Selling it and like making money. Like, did you know that's what people do in real life? Like, they buy a starter home. Let it appreciate it. then sell it, make money off the sale to put down on. I didn't know that's what people do in real life.
You didn't?
No, I just figured we came up.
Nah.
That's what people do. You got to understand the people in my family, that we do buy houses, but they don't move. Like, you just stay there.
Who move? Who don't move?
My mother has not bought a house, so that's not, she doesn't fall into that equation. I'm talking about Daisy and Melissa. They have been in the houses that they bought. And Melissa
did
not.
They've been there, I mean, they, you act like they've been in them houses 20 years.
They haven't.
Melissa,
been.
I mean, Jackie owned a house in, no, Melissa owned, well, they lived in Paducah. Lexington, Paducah, back in Lexington.
But the Paducah move, that wasn't a strategic, like, we're selling our house to move to a bigger house. It was career shift. That's what I'm saying. We did like a, like what folk be doing. Like, it's time to sell this house.
It's a lot of stuff that people be doing our age that you'd be like, people do that? Like, actually, we should be doing that too. Like, three times over.
We do a lot of stuff. Don't try to downplay our life.
I ain't downplaying our life. But
okay, what's another big moment for you in 2016?
Let me see. You know,
starting this podcast was a big, a highlight moment.
Yeah, vlogging. The whole vlogging thing, that was a big moment. Y'all know I was in the shadows. I was like, don't put me on camera.
And now he's trying to trail back into the shadows.
I'm not trailing back into the shadows. I've been busy.
No. I'm talking about, like, actually being on camera. Like, when I have the camera in my hand.
The hours don't line up the way they used to. Remember, I used to have time to go to the gym after work.
No, I get that. I'm saying me putting you on camera with my camera. You're like, don't.
So that's on you. You putting me on camera with your camera. So, y'all get at him. She ain't had me on camera.
I be trying to. He says, don't vlog me.
Because you be at the wrong. You know, you just, come on.
I don't know. Like, I'm sorry. You got to give me a schedule to say at these times, don't vlog me.
You catch me when you know it's a very inconvenient moment. Vlog this. I mean, I'm in the middle of something. Hands are full.
No, you would pass
me the camera here, vlog it, really.
I'm not talking about giving you the camera. I'm saying when I have the camera in my hand and I pan it to you and you'll just be like, mm-mm. And so then I had to turn the camera back to myself.
It'd be a very inconvenient moment for me.
Maybe on the couch, watching TV.
But Angel, she'll say, she'll include me. A lot of times it gets edited out, but she'll include me. It's like, yeah, so Mark's over. And then she'll just be eating or doing something and just hold the camera on me. I'm like, get the camera off me right now.
That's like 10 seconds that you can say something. It ain't
no 10, it's like.
No, listen, I'm saying that's moments that you could quickly say something to the camera and be a part of the vlog, but you'll just be like, what's up?
Again, it's always on your schedule. I'm gonna get me a camera and I'm gonna do the vlogging.
Okay.
For me.
Okay.
And you can put it together. That's what we said we was gonna do, right?
I guess so.
Yeah, that's what we said.
Why are you talking to me all strong?
I ain't talking to you strong. I'm just saying, give me the plan.
Okay.
All right, sensitive people, shut up. I don't want to see y'all's comment. Oh, my God, he was so hard on her. Man, y'all just go somewhere and put your head underwater. I didn't say hold it under there. I just said put it under there. Talk under the water and then come back up.
Oh, that's what you meant. I didn't get what you meant. I was like, why are you telling
me? I ain't telling nobody to kill themselves. I don't even think it's possible unless you just jump in. You can't hold your head underwater.
You probably right about that.
So give me some of yours.
Was doing the MommyCon tour and adding inspirational speaker to my resume and finding out that people thought I was good. Like, that really.
For real? I'm just joking. Of course they thought you were good.
No, that really blew my mind. And it was a huge moment to be able to, like, because, you know, there are a lot of things that I think in my head, oh, I'd be good at doing that. But if you haven't done it, it's all hypothetical. So it was nice to be able to walk into that and do a great job. And I'm doing MommyCon again. I'm actually going to do better in 2017 at promoting. But I'll jump into that when we talk about 2017. But that was a huge highlight, being able to do the MommyCon.
Highlight for me, y'all. I shaved my hair off.
You did.
It's by choice. Like, I have to shave 3-4 times a week to stay bald.
He did. My baby took all his hair off.
Yeah. And actually, I never thought I had to have the head for a bald head, because, like, my head's kind of long and narrow. I'm like, that can never be. Yeah, actually, I don't think it looks bad.
It does. It looks good on you.
I gave myself a hairline today, and then it was just messing around because I had to buy new clippers, but I shaved it back off again.
He was like, and I'm done.
But now I don't like how me and her, we both noticed how common that look is. Now I'm just like, I look like too many people right now.
His closest male friends out here. Have the
Kentucky too. Everybody got a bald head.
My brother-in-laws, yeah, all three of them bald head.
I got to grow my hair back. I'm gonna get my curls back.
Get your little curls.
Let my soul glow.
You so silly.
And that was big for me, y'all, because I actually love my hair.
I mean, you look good.
It just, I just ain't coming in the right spots no more.
He's like, ain't all of it coming.
See,
these
two corners right here. I don't know what happened.
It's a male pattern baldness, is what that's called. Those two little spots. It happens. It sucks, but it happens. Yeah. So, and then also St. Thomas. That was a great surprise.
Wasn't it, though?
It was. You did good, boo.
I know. I'm already planning for next year because I know you're gonna try to put shut that one down.
Yeah. Yeah, I am.
You're gonna try.
Oh, it's so effortless.
We're talking about anniversary, by the way, y'all.
So effortless. We surprise each other each year with the destination.
I surprised it was St. Thomas.
He did.
She thought she shut it down with Cabo.
I did.
But then you did shut it down with Cabo.
And then you came and you slapped that right on down to the ground.
Put my foot in your mouth, huh? St. Thomas.
Don't worry.
Now, I know she's going to try to leave the continent altogether. Like, she's going to try to take me on the other side of the world.
Don't worry about what I'm going to do. Just know.
You just know 2018.
Just know I'm going to take your heart out. Uh-huh. Kalima.
I'm not sure I've seen you and Beyonce to Europe together.
No, look, if you pull that off, you're doing some big things. You ain't got to send me nowhere.
Like, you ain't going with her? Nah, she'd rather go with Beyonce. Me too.
Yeah, jerk. Okay, so those were the highlights. What were some of the lowlights?
The rest.
The what?
The rest of the year. lowlights, shaving my hair off. That was a high and low moment.
I bet. It was for me too, because I love his hair. I do.
Yeah, we say it like it's no longer hair. Like, you can still see I have a lot of hair.
He does.
I have hair on my head, but it's just shaved down.
Yeah.
With a razor, but you can still see it.
Yeah.
So I never look actually bald, I don't think.
Yeah, you cutting your hair, me losing my hair. That was definitely hair issues in 2016. That did not work, because at the end of 2016 is when I found out I had alopecia, or when I assumed that's what it was, and I was correct.
Sorry.
Go ahead.
Highlight, career change, new job.
Oh, yeah.
But I'll go into detail on that on the Tank Talks, but that's a really big highlight, because it's actually a bigger step into something that I've always wanted to move into. So.
Yeah. That was also a low light for me. Not that you changed careers, but knowing that the company that you were with previous, that you were so happy with, that it just wasn't.
Yeah, I never thought I'd be in that place with that company.
Yeah,
it was the place I ended up in. I was like, it was a little depressing.
That whole time was a goddamn low light. Oh my goodness, it was low.
It was like a 3-4 month period of just like, what else?
He was just in a down place. I wish you would have been.
It was all worth it, though.
My husband is not as. Look, neither one of us, when it comes to things that affect us deeply in that way, are the most transparent people, because that's not how we process. We don't do a lot of discussing it, especially not on camera. I do wish that you would have been in a place to discuss it while you were in it, because I realized that for a man, that is a hard place to get through. It's different for a woman. Obviously, I'm always having career ups and downs, because that's the nature of the industry that I'm in, the entertainment industry.
I'm not used to that.
But for and not just with that, because you take your position as being a provider. Granted, I provide for this family too, and my income is needed as well, but you take your position as a provider very seriously, because that's like up there. That's like up there as far as in your roles in this household. So the type of stress that you were under, I realized that a lot of men probably go through, but due to our views on machismo and like being manly, it's not something that I feel like is really shared. And I think it could have been, I mean, and I'm not saying you still can't be a blessing and be able to talk about that in your Tank Talks, but I do think that being able to talk about that and being a voice to that would probably help dudes that you don't even realize it would help.
Yeah, I can talk about that. But after the place that I'm in now, I'm so glad. Now I'm so glad I did go through all of that, because it helped push me out.
Yeah.
But it's. And I never, because I always see people, you know, they depressed, they this, they that. I've never truly been depressed before until that moment. Mm-hmm. And I was like, this is what this is like. You feel halfway helpless, but like at the end of the day, now I'm like extraordinarily, phenomenally, I can't even describe my happiness now.
I'm very proud of him and the leap that he took and where he landed in that leap.
Yeah, and people are even now, it's like I'm constantly getting told how impressed everyone is with me. So I'm just like, we need to talk about this paper even further.
We need to talk about this check.
Yeah. Oh, we weren't expecting. Oh, well, let me tell you what I'm expecting.
Look here, I'm trying to get my husband, encourage and pray for my husband until he gets to the point where my income does not matter at all. Granted, I'm still going to rack in some coins because Angel doesn't know how to make a good coin.
Yeah, it's always going to matter.
No, I want it not to matter when it comes to bills in dollars and cents and things of that nature. I want it to be just money that's there. That's what I want. So go ahead and make that happen. Thanks, sir. Appreciate it.
It's going to take a second. Y'all, I bought a damn refrigerator.
He did. They saw the refrigerator.
It hurt my pocket so bad. Oh, my God. It didn't hurt my pocket. I take it back. It didn't hurt my pocket. That's the blessing in it. But doing it, I got queasy.
That was the low light, getting bamboozled on this refrigerator, which we need to go ahead and hit over.
And the remote control car.
The remote control car that my son bought that caught on fire. Yeah, we got to handle both of those. I did go by the Target, and they gave me their... She was like, you need to call the manufacturer of the company that makes the car. I said,
No.
I said, but y'all sold it. It was on your shelf.
Yeah, they ain't got nothing to do with the manufacturer. That's Target.
Yeah,
that's
them. So they gave me their customer service number for corporate, and they will get a call because you ain't about to tell me to go to the manufacturer. No, you all should be responsible for what you put on your shelf and what you sell us. But again, we'll go to that story at a different time, not during the podcast. Any other lowlights? That I gained a lot of weight. I gained a lot of weight because I was so stressed out during the moving process. The whole buying a house, that was actually a highlight and a low light. It was just so stressful.
Yeah.
And a lot of the stress fell on me because Marcus was at work dealing with that stuff. So I was doing the touring of the houses, calling the realtor, calling our mortgage broker, making sure all of our paperwork was in. That was so... Yeah. All the while,
and it was like
these twins.
Yeah.
It was hard.
People say it all the time. You superwoman.
No. That was my kryptonite. Did you see my hair fell out?
But you did it.
It was hard.
I did what I could while I was at work. I was dipping off on lunch break, touring houses and stuff.
Me, like links and stuff, which I greatly appreciated. But it was...
Yeah, I was on my way out anyway. I'm like, let me see here.
What's
Chatsworth looking like?
What is this looking
what's
like?
What's Woodland Hill? Okay, no, I can't do that. No. What's not?
Another low light was not doing the mom's view anymore. Granted, that started in 2015, but like a whole... Well, you know, I had started doing some videos with them at the top of the year, but... Me having to just bow out gracefully because, you know, I can't do everything in life for free. It's just, you know my value, and I'd rather spend my time, if I'm going to do free stuff, do it for my own channel than that channel. I mean, as much as I love the Mom's View, I do. But, you know, if we're supposed to meet back up again and do more stuff together, then I know it'll happen. But I did. It was such a pivotal part in my... developing my channel, even though my channel existed long before the Mom's View. It was sad having to leave that and leave those ladies.
Another low light, which also is reciprocal of the highlight, is leaving the old house, because there are things about that house. It was our first house we bought. Granted, we were looking for a house like 2.0, but we ended up getting like 2.5.
Yeah, we did.
Like, yeah, it was a huge upgrade, but I had to say goodbye to my backyard.
Oh, yeah. I do feel bad that we couldn't get his backyard. R.I.P. backyard. R.I.P.
Yeah.
I do feel bad that we had to get his backyard.
Because there was a couple houses we saw. Remember the other one? The one that had it had an add-on and everything. It had the real plush grass and everything in the back. I was like, see, this is all me right here. But I ended up not getting a backyard like I want.
But this house has so many other
wonderful
things about it. That one with the one that you were just talking about with the add-on and the plush grass. That was nice, but this is an area that we know and makes our commute easy.
Yeah. Cool.
Mine. This house definitely has a bunch of highlights.
Yeah, I got fix that water issue on the side.
Oh, yeah.
And the plumbing. We still got some plumbing we need to get worked on. It's got some work to do on it, but for the most part, it's like, I'll take these problems.
And we eventually will get all the furniture that we're supposed to get. I'm not in any rush. I know my husband would be ready to just... He wants
we only need one TVs. More piece of furniture. Two.
Big pieces, but we've got other...
TV or projector.
Yeah, we've got other stuff to get, but I'm not in a rush.
Living room. You but know. Other than that, we good.
So let's move on to 2017. What are some of the things you are either taking with you, trying to do differently, goals you're trying to reach? Like 2017, I'm trying to get my body together because I did reach my pre-baby weight.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. 16, I fell off in the gym.
You did. With this
horribly.
Like, yeah. When you were just stressed out, depressed, and then now with your new job. But yeah. Getting back in the gym in 2017.
That's what you're doing.
Yeah, I'm going to try to. Yeah. I'm going to try to get this weight off. It's slowly starting to fall off from the holidays, thank God. But I haven't been at the gym because the twins have been sick. But definitely trying to get this body together.
Yeah. I just feel frail and vulnerable.
He's still strong.
Lost all my muscle mass. It's like shirts are fitting loose. Looser.
Bless his little heart. He's so
I ain't
cute.
Feeling in nothing no more.
Yeah. Oh. He set me up for that one. But I'm.
I ain't gonna comment on that, y'all.
2017. Okay, so what I'm leaving in 2016 is that I had a lot of great ideas of stuff I wanted to shoot, like written scripted stuff wise, that I didn't do. I mean, like during the Olympics, I had this whole idea of the Thought Olympics that was hilarious. As I was talking it out, like to the people when we were watching the Olympics, they were laughing so hard and I just didn't do it. I was just like, yeah, you know, trying to get a shoot together. In my head, these are all reasons why I didn't do it, where I could have just shot. It could have been crappy looking, but the funny still would have been there. Yeah. So even today in church, I wrote down so many ideas.
Yeah. And that's, we both need to work on procrastination, but you know, I always get on you about that.
Yeah.
Because Angel fires out 1,000 ideas a week. I'm like, just go do that. Regardless of the level it's on, just do it. There's been a couple of things you've set on, and next thing you know, it's like, I came up with that same idea, and it's on NBC right now.
It's easier said than done with me having these twins here. I feel like, I mean, granted, I'm not going to give that as my complete out, because I'm not sure if the stuff would have still gotten done if the twins were in daycare. But I'm going to do it during when they're asleep. I'm going to get this stuff shot, and I have, now that I'm taking vitamins, I'm actually able to stay up a little later. I don't fall asleep at 10 o'clock like I used to. So
10.
What was I falling asleep at?
9:30, 9:45.
I'll give you 9:45.
You got some 9 o'clock shows. You wouldn't make it all the way through.
Look, the twins run me ragged. Okay, but now
again,
that,
this was pre-twin.
No. Because look here,
post Marcus, but pre-twin.
Let me tell you, after little Marcus came is when I started my channel, and I used to be up until you, Darnell was living with us. I used to be up until 1 and 2 o'clock in the morning shooting and editing. I was in it to win it, but my youthfulness has fled me. I've gotten sleepy. But that is one of the things I definitely want to just knock out. I have some really great, and then also I'm always taking you all into consideration, because I feel like my channel first started growing because of the Mom's View. So a lot of the subscribers that came over from then were young, non-black people, mostly white. And so some of my humor is very much so relates to my race, my church upbringing and stuff like that. And I was like, oh, they're going to be bored. Even when it came to my natural hair, I was just like, they're not going to enjoy it. Mm-mm. But then once we had the viral video because of your reaction to the twin pregnancy, we end up getting a more diverse channel, and so now I have a gang load of black women that watch this channel. I remember when that was not the case, and when people would be like, oh yeah, my channel is mostly black women, I'd be like, really?
That's my phone, sorry.
Oh my goodness. Hold on, y'all.
Ignore that.
You all have black people? What? I didn't think they watch YouTube. Oh my goodness. Ding 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 ding. There we go. It's muted. So anyways, now I'm not caring about that. I feel like the people who are here, regardless of their race, are here because they enjoy the stuff that's in my head, the things I have to say, and my family. And I need not to be so small-minded in what my subscribers would like to see. So I apologize for that, because there are things that I could have given y'all a long time ago. So, I'm going to be on it.
Me, I've never done New Year's resolutions. To me, if I'm going to make a change, I've never waited until the new year and say, I'm going to start doing this at this, January 1 or in January. As soon as I think about it, if I'm going to do it, I just go ahead and do it. Mm-hmm. Nothing that I'm going in hard on, like coming up this year, I'm not going to start because it's this year. It's already been implemented into, late last year. And it's one major thing, it's business, this entrepreneur thing that I'm trying to get off the ground. Mm-hmm. Starting the new job has been hard to kind of focus on exactly what it is, the different steps I want to take. But now I get a lot of time in my truck in the morning, in the afternoon, because in the morning it's not that long, but in the afternoon it's an hour and a half riding home, sitting in traffic. So that's my time I use to meditate and think. Sometimes I can't stay awake, so I got to call friends. But that's what I'm doing. So it's not because of the new year, but it is getting that off the ground. I was given pretty powerful prophecy, mm-hmm. and everything has lined up, and I keep getting all these different signs like, okay, I need to make this happen. So that's what I'm working on, and I will definitely fill y'all in on that. Y'all gonna see the process more so than what I would usually feel comfortable doing, but I feel like it would help everything along.
Yeah.
And the brand itself.
And you know what, going back to that planner that I talked about earlier that I said I was going to bring back up, one thing that I really like about that planner is they take your big goals, because they're all about, dream big, and because you're going to really find your purpose in what your big dream is. They then give you a sheet to break down, so you write down each of your goals. So I've written down like 7, and then they give you a sheet to then take that big goal and break it down into chewable, bite-sized things.
Yeah. And that's what I've been doing, self-consciously, not even realizing. It's like, all right, this is the big picture. Let me break this down into fractions and do this, do that, do that.
I think, have you wrote it down?
Yeah.
Okay.
Scratched it down. I need to get my tablet out and actually write it down. Because right now it's like, all right, I have it all in my mind. Like, that's page 1. I've done this, but I need to actually sit and do that. But every time I do, something else comes up. I'm definitely going to do it, though. It's not a...
Yeah, just setting aside the time, and I'm trying to do that for myself. Even with the 1 week in this house that I felt like I made progress, what I literally did was I said, okay, for the next 30 minutes, I'm just going to focus on unpacking. Whatever I can get done, I'll just focus on that. I'm not going to do anything else. And then once that 30 minutes was up, I gave the twins like 30 minutes to them. I didn't do any vlogging. I didn't do anything. I was just like, let me give you all this time. That way you all potentially will give me another 30 minutes to do something that does not quite involve you all. And that was the first time I didn't feel insane with all the stuff I have to do. So that's a little tidbit to you all, for people who feel like they're overwhelmed in their day-to-day life. See, if you're able to do that, I know in some workplaces and jobs it's not possible, but if you're able to do that, see if you can break down and just set aside certain times to do things and just get done what you can get done. If there's not a huge deadline that's creeping up on you where you have to just focus on that, just get done whatever you can get done, because sometimes when something is big and over, it can get overwhelming. So just break it up into little small bite-sized pieces.
Say it again.
Say it one more time.
Mm-hmm.
The whole thing?
No, just...
The small bite-sized pieces?
You're just repeating yourself.
Shut your mouth. Well, guys, we are giving you a nice, juicy, long podcast. We've been gone over for like 30 minutes, but I know that you all enjoy a good 30-minute-plus podcast, so I'm glad we were able to do this. Yeah. I'm glad that we're back. I'm hoping that this will be a really great venture for me and my husband. I just really feel like this is going to be something big for us, so I'm hoping we'll be able to keep it going. Do you got anything you want to add?
No. Good. I don't ever want to add nothing.
That's a problem. That. You should always add something. You got stuff up there. Say it.
You'd be surprised at how little is up there.
All right, guys. Again, make sure you are subscribed to my channel, That Chick Angel TV. We're trying to get to 50,000 subscribers. I would love to reach it before the end of the quarter. So before March 31st, if I can get that, I just need... I think currently I need 2,995 more subscribers and I will be at 50,000 subscribers. I would be so excited. So help me out there by subscribing to the channel. Make sure you are subscribed to our SoundCloud channel. This is where you'll get all the audio to the podcast, or you can get it on iTunes. Again, both are free and it doesn't cost you anything, and you can listen to it on your commute to work or while you're working out, whatever. So yeah.
YouTube.
Yeah, that's what. Oh yeah, you can watch it on YouTube. Yeah. If you have any comments, questions, concerns, leave them in the comments below on my YouTube channel, or you can tweet them to me using the hashtag ITGTCAA. We're going to be having some guests on here this year. Finally, I'm so excited about that. If you have any guests that you want us to hit up, because I'm gonna be hitting up people that I don't know personally, and I'm gonna see it's either yes or no, and hopefully they'll say yes and they'll be a part of the podcast. So that's about it, guys. We hope that you are blessed and that you're having as wonderful as of 2017 as we are. And we'll catch you next week.
Have a good one.
Bye.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Save big money on your outdoor project at Menards. Take the guesswork out of landscaping with our free, easy-to-use design program. Plus, Menards has the largest in-stock selection of concrete landscape blocks at the best prices. Get started on your dream landscape now. Visit us in-store or on Menards.com to see our full selection of landscape blocks and get your project started today.
Save big money at Menards.
Mornings can start feeling the same. Wake up, brush teeth, go to work. But with breakfast from Wendy's, it's like, wake up, brush teeth, baconate with a breakfast baconator, roll with the sausage breakfast burrito, buddy it up with a honey buddy, or get seasoned with seasoned potatoes, and then go to work. Sorry. When you're ready for a fresh wake-up call, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.